This episode of A Week Late was brought to you by Rookies Sports Bar and Grill.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first episode of 2015. I hope you had a safe and happy Christmas and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day party. This is the first episode of the world-renowned A Week Late podcast for 2015. Thank you very much for continuing to listen over the holidays. I saw you guys paying attention still, even though it's been over a month since we did a show. I'd like to thank all of my loyal fans and listeners, our loyal fans and listeners, for taking the time out to listen over the holidays. It's very much appreciated. It shows that you guys like it, apparently. So I appreciate that. What can I say? It's been a crazy month. Lots of controversy, as Jimmy Fallon says. With me today is returning co-host. Let me just get him out of the way now so he doesn't have to sit here like an asshole while I talk about last year. Nick is back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
Hi, everybody.
That was lackluster, but okay.
That wasn't lackluster.
I was expecting a little bit more. I don't know what I was expecting.
For sure, 2015. I mean, what are you going to give me? Got to warm up a little bit.
I'm a little rusty, so... I guess we're going to get right into it. This is episode 82. We're going to be watching The Interview. We went from Interstellar to Interview. Now, the reason we chose this is because it's very relevant in the news as of today's date still. For those of you that don't know or been living under a rock, The Interview...
Living in North Korea?
Yeah, or living in North Korea. Hopefully, Kim Jong-un isn't a fan of this podcast, because then he's going to declare war on us for talking about this movie.
He can try and nuke me. I bet he crashes the bomber.
Jesus. Let's get the IMDb description out of the way. This movie is rated R. It's 112 minutes. It was almost not released in 2014 at all. And we're going to get to that in a little bit. The controversy behind The Interview and why we chose to watch it. Obviously, it's been out for... a little over a week now. This movie was supposed to be released on Christmas, and they basically canceled the release of it. It's been a week and 2 days.
Okay.
So technically, this is a week and 2 days late podcast. For the new listeners, let me back up a little bit.
Explicit?
Yes. We do have an explicit tag on iTunes. I want to get that out of the way. If this is your first episode you listen to, thank you for listening. Go back and listen to some of the other ones. All of our episodes do have an explicit tag on iTunes. This is something that we want to reiterate because recently we had a 1-star review that hurt my iTunes, perfect score, which is fine. That means people are listening, but if it's not, something that you're familiar with, basically... This movie, The Interview, basically a huge spoiler in the news. The reason it was banned from being released was because it's basically a movie that has the heroes try to take out Kim Jong-un. And the description reads thusly. Actually, I'm all over the place right now. I apologize. Here we go. This is a podcast in which I review movies fashionably late. I get together with my friends, and we have a couple of adult beverages, and for what it's worth, I've never done a podcast sober. So that's the kind of podcast that this is. If it's not for you, give us a 5-star rating, and then proceed to berate me without dropping my score down, if you will. Please do me that favor. If not... There are literally millions of other podcasts that you can go listen to that do not have explicit tags.
Plus, there's the Disney Channel you can go to.
Yeah, go watch the goddamn
clearly movie. Clearly, that's your sort of thing if you can't listen to us.
I will agree. And in some cases, Disney Channel is way more inappropriate
they're kind of inappropriate.
So I get together with my friends. Sometimes I'll smoke of the weed. And that's the first time I think I've ever mentioned that out loud.
Oh.
Maybe I'll edit that out. Maybe I won't. wow, this is getting off to a great start. For the returning listeners, thank you very much. Like I said already, don't bother. I'm not going to take it out.
Okay.
I'm not going to take it out. I appreciate you being professional and trying to take notes for my post-production, but...
just trying to help out.
I'm going
to
fucking wing it, like I always do.
Sweetness.
We are not... basically, this is a show that was based on the fact that I'm too broke or lazy or both to go watch the movie when it first comes out in theater. I am a huge podcast listener, and for the longest time, the only movie reviews that came out sometimes even before the movie came out, and it would completely ruin the movie for people.
Yeah, because they got a pre-screener.
This show is done in two parts for that reason. The first part, we go in flying blind. Neither Nick or I have seen this movie yet. During the intermission, we watch the movie, at which point you can pause it and go watch the movie, quote-unquote, with us. If not, there is a spoiler countdown in the second portion when we come back. We talk about the movie, we rate the movie, and then the spoiler countdown ensues, at which point you can choose to listen with spoilers abound if you've watched it. If not, we do have listeners that don't watch the movie. They just listen to us talk about it, which is weird.
God bless him, I guess.
Yeah, I can't watch movies. I can't listen to reviews without watching the movie first.
Because, well, then it would pique your interest, and you'd be like, wait, what the hell are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, I'd be freaking out. I couldn't do it.
So we have our adult beverages with us, and we, to be honest with you, I've never admitted to downloading anything illegally, and I attempted to do so with this movie. I must say, for the amount of controversy that's been going on, this movie being released online, it's really hard to get without paying for. Kudos to Sony for that, even though we'll get into it in a little bit. They did have an issue with their third-party company releasing the download.
DRM, yeah,
with a DRM. We'll get to that in a second. Like I said, this movie is rated R. It's 112 minutes. The way that the ratings work, we try not to let IMDb ratings or Rotten Tomato ratings sway how we rate the movie. It's on a scale from 0 to 11, 0 being the worst movie you've ever seen that doesn't deserve to be even on a digital copy anywhere. Just delete it completely from existence and hope that you can get those 2 hours back of your life. And 11 being the most perfect movie you've ever seen. That being said, this has a rating of 7.4 on IMDb, which is where I'm getting my interview info from. And the description reads thusly: Dave Skylark and producer Aaron Rappaport run the celebrity tabloid show Skylark Tonight when they land an interview with a surprise fan, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. They are recruited by the CIA to turn their trip to Pyongyang? Into an assassination mission. Which leads me into the reason why it was almost not released. This movie was directed by Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen himself. The writers are Dan Sterling, Seth Rogen, and I believe James Franco is accredited with writing as well. He is not. I stand corrected. Dan Sterling, Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, and Dan Sterling again. That's fucking weird. This movie stars James Franco, Seth Rogen, Lizzie Kaplan, and Randall Park that plays Kim Jong-un. I'm sure there are going to be people in there that we recognize. Maybe not. It seems to be a lot of Asian actors that may or may not be familiar to us. We'll see. Basically, we got to rewind a little bit to talk about the news, because if you guys know, by the way, I am your host. This is bad. I didn't even announce myself.
he announced me, but he forgot himself. I'm
your host, Darren Torres, a.k.a. Analysis49. And Analysis49 is where you can find me on my personal Twitter account, my Facebook page, and on Xbox Live. Reason I mention that is because Xbox Live Right before Christmas, there was an outage that happened, probably 2 weeks before Christmas. A group by the name of Lizard Squad, this is your tech news portion of the podcast, a group by the name of Lizard Squad took credit for it.
Yes, they did.
I wasn't able to play Assassin's Creed for 2 days because of them, so thank you.
I couldn't play the Destiny assholes. Trial until I got the...
You know what? I didn't download the Destiny Trial. Is it good?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Definitely.
I gotta check that out. It's a huge game, I hear. Ever since then, I have yet to reinstate my Live Gold account because on Christmas Day, they hacked it again and nobody was able to play online. Same thing that happened to Sony. Now, Sony is a little bit different. Even though I do have a conspiracy theory about how both companies got hacked at the exact same time by two different groups, I find that very hard to believe. It was a coordinated effort to me.
Well, except you're talking about two different divisions. And
right.
There is that segregation between the two divisions. So I think, well, Lizard Squad took credit for both the PSN
did they
and
really?
The Xbox hacks.
I did not know that.
Nobody's actually officially taken credit for the Sony Entertainment hack.
Not what I heard. I heard that there is a group in North Korea.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. It's the Guardians of Peace call.
The Guardians of Peace, the GOP, and not the ones that we all like to make fun of.
Right.
The show is not political. I will stay away from political comedy because that's left up to the pros like, Jon Stewart and no longer Stephen Colbert.
No longer Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert is taking over for David Letterman.
Yes, he is.
David Letterman is stepping down and he's becoming a talk show.
Yes, he is.
That's going to be...
It'll be interesting.
It's going to be the first time. I'm not a fan of David Letterman. I've never watched his show.
I
think he's the driest comedian out and I don't appreciate his comedy.
He really is a dry comedian.
I don't like it. He does not make me laugh, and it's boring. But it's going to be the first time that I... What is the Late Show? That's Craig Kilborn.
No, Late Show is... Late
Show
is
also
with
stepping
Jimmy
down.
Fallon.
No, that's the Tonight Show.
That's the Tonight Show. I don't know. I'm confused.
But the Late Show was with Craig Kilborn, and he's stepping down, and Drew Carey is taking his place.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a true story. Right. That's your TV news. A group in North Korea called the GOP took credit for it, but North Korea didn't condone it, but they said it was a act of valor on North Korea's part. So while not condoning it, they still gave it a thumbs up, which is weird.
Yeah.
For that reason,
North Korean.
Yeah, it's weird. They wanted to take credit for it, but not really. So they stayed out of it. Just recently, United States put new set of sanctions on North Korea because of lawsuits now from. So class action lawsuit from employees from Sony Entertainment, email addresses, text
social
messages,
security
social security numbers, credit card number. It's one of the biggest breaches ever to hit any company.
Any major company, yeah.
Microsoft got away with it easy, I think, because only their Xbox Online services were
attacked.
DDoS attacks.
It was a DDoS.
And, basically just crippled their network, which they should be ashamed of.
Well, they shouldn't, because it's next to impossible to defend against a DDoS attack. You can mitigate...
Come on. You have a billion-dollar industry that can't figure out how to stop a DDoS?
It's real simple to actually perform.
Yeah,
and Lizard Squad, and this was their deal, is they're actually selling their software to...
Oh, shit.
That's what it was. It was supposed to be an advertisement. That's all right. They already arrested... one of them, and I think they were about to arrest a second guy as well.
So supposedly, because of the movie getting basically released online for free to hurt Sony's bottom line, basically helped their bottom line.
Yeah.
They canceled the release of it in theaters.
Pussies!
Yeah. Some of the theaters stood their ground and were still showing it, some independent theaters.
Yes.
There was a guy on the news from here in Florida, Brandon, who still showed it.
Okay.
And he said it did very well, and anybody who didn't show it, while it is their right to deny showing anything, they're basically like, how American are you to cancel a show because North Korean threatened to shut you down? Like,
especially North Korea.
That's fucking ridiculous to me. If you're going to be scared of anybody, be scared of something legit like ISIS or like North Korea. They can't even fucking launch.
I don't even know of ISIS. I mean, okay, Russia? Russia says if you show this movie, we're going to nuke you?
Maybe. maybe pull it from the theater.
No, you nuke them first. Sorry, any Russian fans, because I know Russia. It's international and stuff, but... come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Stand your ground, man. Like,
yeah.
No pun intended, because we live in Florida. But, too soon?
No.
So basically, they pulled it from the theater, and then they changed their mind on Christmas and released it online. Now, third-party company that Sony had to release it online for the first 4 hours basically gave you a link to go download the movie, and the first couple thousand people realized that they could just share the link with their friends and they could watch it for 48 hours for free.
Physically download it and keep it.
And physically download it and keep it without any DRM, which for the layman out there stands for digital rights management. Any digital form of content that you can rent for 48 hours, as we ended up doing on YouTube, because it was so hard. I have to commend them, though. After all this shit and the misfire on the downloading, they finally secured it. And me being somebody that uses Torrent for backing up the movies that I've actually purchased, let's put it that way. We don't have a legal department, but that was pretty smooth. I actually do have a legal department, but they're not, like, anyway, I'm going to shut up. I'm all over the place. I'm rusty, guys. What do you expect? It's fucking free. But you can donate. Go to aweeklate.com, push the donate button, and, send me some money through PayPal if you so choose. Any amount is fine. I'm broke. So they basically, I have to commend them because it's so easy to find movies online. This one was released online, poorly, and then the way they swept up after themselves to make sure that this content was locked down, they did a slamming job, because yeah. I've never had a harder time downloading a movie before, and finally I just broke down and said, fuck it, it's worth the $6, we're getting it on the Xbox, and we're watching it on YouTube on the big screen. That's basically what happened. That being said, I don't know if all of this hype is going to help my expectations for this movie. With all that's been going on, I hope it's that fucking funny that I, like, shit myself.
That would be funny.
I don't know, because then I have to clean up after myself, and it's going to stink, and I'll be embarrassed a little bit because you're here.
Yeah. Let's hope you don't.
I hope I don't literally shit myself.
Figuratively.
Comedically, figuratively shit myself.
Yeah, sorry.
The comedy brain is going to shit. I hope it's that funny. Apparently, the internet doesn't seem to think so, but on IMDb, a 7.4 is actually a decent rating.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Other people reviewing this, well, fuck them, because they're not us. And yeah. We're better.
What are your expectations, though? After all this hype, are you going to let that affect how...
I'm still only, like, a 7.
Really?
Kind of like IMDb. I mean...
Yeah.
It's a Seth Rogen movie, so you're going to, unfortunately, see half of the stuff in the trailers.
I was just about to say, every single time, and this is why...
And I shouldn't just blame Seth Rogen on this, because it's not his fault.
It's the studios.
This is Hollywood.
Every single Jim Carrey movie
mm-hmm.
that comes out, I refuse to watch the trailers because they show every good fucking part in the trailer, and I hate that.
Yep.
I've seen enough of this movie on the trailer to know the plot, to know that the reason it was pulled, that there is a scene, and this is one of the few spoilers I can talk about before the second portion, because the news that covered this spoiled the shit out of the movie by saying... There's the reason why North Korea is so pissed off at us is because there's an actual death scene of Kim Jong-un in the movie. Now, whether we get that version in the rental, I don't know. Pretty sure this is the full-on HD version, uncut.
It's
I don't know about uncensored, but uncut.
It better be uncensored.
I'm pretty sure. It's rated.
We pay for R-rated swear words and gratuitous violence and some nudity, maybe.
I'm hoping for some of that.
Maybe not. You listed, like, 3 dudes as the main... actors.
Yes,
so.
But what's her name?
Yes, I know. There is a very attractive woman
in this. I've seen her in other movies before, but I can't put my finger on it. Lizzie Kaplan.
Okay.
She is very, very attractive. That's where I know her from. Cloverfield.
Oh.
She was the girlfriend in Cloverfield.
Girlfriend?
One of the most underrated movies, Cloverfield, by the way.
Hey, apparently she was in Mean Girls.
She was in Mean Girls. I've never seen it. Oh, also worked with
Mr. Franco.
Mr. Franco in 127 Hours as well, which I have yet to see.
I have not watched it.
Still have yet to see that.
You know what? It's one of those movies that it's like, yeah, guy gets trapped. Gnaws his arm off.
Yeah, it's like it only takes place in one location.
It's like the Titanic.
The bottom of a ravine.
I understand the boat's going to sink. I'm sorry, I just spoiled Titanic for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Statue of limitations on that movie is over.
History. It's called history.
Right.
Guess what? Germany loses World War II.
When they re-released Titanic, when they re-released Titanic in the theaters, Twitter was crazy with all these millennials talking about talking about the movie as if it were a documentary.
What? No.
They didn't know how it ended.
What?
Like, why doesn't Jack save her? There's enough room on the board. I'm like, you know, it's a movie, right? Like, this
and
possibly could have happened in real life. Maybe a love story that like this on the Titanic, but no. The fucking boat sinks.
The boat sinks.
Pay attention to your history.
Just about everybody fucking dies.
Yeah. That really happened, people. It's not it is a Hollywood movie.
It's a Hollywood movie based around a story.
Correct.
That actually happened.
The internet is genius with the millennials.
But then again, we should probably trust the internet because everything on the internet is true.
It's true. Can't lie. You can't lie on the internet.
Can't.
All right. Truth. So I think our expectations are middle of the road on this.
I would say so.
I'm expecting to give it somewhere around. I don't know. I think I am kind of letting the hype, the buzz get to me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have yet to see the Neighbors, that movie with the Neighbors Seth Rogen was in.
I have not seen that yet either. I'd like to.
I don't know. I think I might be getting sick of Seth Rogen a little bit. He's got to give us a palate cleanser every once in a while and do a serious movie. But I don't think he ever has. You know how Jonah Hill has won, like, Oscars for, what's that, baseball movie with Brad Pitt?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
every once in a while he'll go out and do, and then he'll do, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, which I have yet to see either.
Okay.
They added it to Netflix, by the way.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
So it's on my queue. I'm going to watch it soon. I don't know if I'm going to do a review on it.
They also added Anchorman 2.
Did they really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to watch that. I haven't seen that yet.
In my queue.
That's
awesome. I got to check that out. I haven't seen that yet either.
Sweet. Nah, me either. That's good. That's really good. So, was that it for the first portion? We just watch this fucking thing and get it over with?
Let's stick our dick in, I guess.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I went there.
Not good to say when there's only two dudes on the podcast.
Oh!
Ooh!
that's why we got here. And liquor.
And I'm about to smoke, so that's awesome.
So
I'm excited about that. I'm always excited about that. Yeah, so new listeners, this is it, man. I mean, we don't prepare. This is unscripted. This is all off the top of our heads. And I guess don't expect too much. Keep your expectations low so we can keep surprising you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Our expectations are kind of...
Aim low, people.
Aim low.
Set the bar low. That way, I remember I was having a conversation...
When we trip over it, we look even better.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I recently had a friend come down from California. We have sort of this tradition now. He has a Christmas party every year, and we catch up, you know, with what's going on in the year. And, I just forgot what I was going to say. I was talking to him about... I completely forgot where I was going with that. Oh, about not preparing and being, like, unscripted and stuff like that. He said that I should at least try. No, I won't, because that's what the show's about. This is me getting to watch a movie eventually and then talking to you guys about it and hoping you guys find it at least somewhat entertaining. I think that's it. We're going to go watch The Interview and we will be back for part 2 of episode 82 for The Interview starring Seth Rogen and James Franco. You're going to hear some intermission music by our good friend DJ Aaron Bond from Orlando, always there supporting us. I appreciate that. I missed the ugly sweater party this year, though. I wasn't able to make it to Orlando for that.
That's awesome.
It was sad.
That is sad.
But hello to all my Orlando fans, all the listeners out there, however many there are. And we're back, like I said, for part two of episode 82 for the interview. See you in a bit. Welcome back to part two of episode 82 for the interview. With me again is my co-host Dick and myself, Darren. I don't know why I said with me again, me. You're always kind of with yourself, right?
Well, I mean, existential and shit.
I'm an idiot.
Oh! Explicit tag. May as well, right now, again, just in case.
We did it before.
Yeah. Alright, good. Fuck everybody else.
If they're listening at this point, they want to listen, hopefully.
No, I just wanted an excuse to say fuck everybody else.
Alright. Fair enough. I don't want to say we just got done. A lot of events have transpired since we finished watching this movie.
So we just got done.
Yeah, we just got done. Now those are important enough to mention, I suppose. welcome back to the new listeners. This is how we roll. We watch the movie, we come back, and before the spoiler countdown, I think we're just going to get right into it because
it's 3 a.m. here. Yeah. In the MRS.
In the MRS, for the new listeners, MRS stands for Mobile Recording Studio. We used to do consistent episodes where we would go to the theater and record the episodes in the parking lot of the theater before and after the show. This is a little different because we rented it on YouTube, as we mentioned earlier. And for the new listeners, I think this is kind of a throwback because we recorded this show inside of my home, the first part of it.
Yeah.
Now, we're literally sitting in my driveway doing this outside. I think it's a very relaxed format. Don't get too used to certain things. They'll probably go away simply because I can't remember them 3 hours from now. I want to thank Nick for pushing me to finish this in the same realm of hours that we sort of started, but we did get to watch some UFC in between.
We did.
That's why this is a little different. I will admit right now that I'm a little bit more intoxicated than I usually am doing one of these shows because of UFC. And I want
to. Damn, man, that means I have to try harder.
You don't have to try at all. You have to try less.
No. I mean, I gotta get you drunker.
Wow. No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
That's due in part to a friend of the show, Vinny, who we were hanging out with to watch UFC. We berated him for bailing on us for this episode because he wanted to watch UFC. But we took time out to go visit with friends between the first part and second part, which we rarely do. Switching things up for 2015, if you will.
No, for one episode. At least.
For this one, at least. I hope this doesn't become a thing, because I do not want to keep recording shows at 3 a.m.
No.
That's a fucking disaster.
It might be
like the new fucking way we do things.
Only one way to find out.
So full disclosure.
Listeners.
That's what's happening. Fans.aweeklate@gmail.com if you wanted us up for whether or not this new formula will work. We are facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast and soundcloud.com/aweeklate. That's how you do it. If you comment on SoundCloud, it'll actually show up in the episodes on aweeklate.com. Also a disclaimer, I have to say this, I realized between the Interstellar
podcast and this podcast that episode 81 did not show up on iTunes for like a month. I think I fixed that today. So I apologize for the iTunes subscribers that didn't get the latest episode. If that ever happens again, you can just go to aweeklate.com and those episodes show up on the website proper before they show up on iTunes, as it should be.
And I would say even in that case, you know what, if there's a technical issue, definitely email Darren here.
Yeah.
Let him know, because...
Or tweet, you know.
Tweet, email, Facebook,
like
something.
Like I said, any one of those avenues.
Get a hold of him.
Get a hold of me. There's actually a bunch of new followers, a lot of new followers on A Week Late. I've been more proactive on the Twitter account for A Week Late to actually, I don't know, interact with our listeners, anybody that's involved with music, we appreciate that you're following us on the A Week Late Twitter. But if you want to get featured, do the @FenPromos account, because that's our music blog side of things, and that's how we basically split things up. Follow both. Follow one or the other if you have the space. For anybody that takes it personally on the @FenPromo side of things, we normally follow people back that have anything to do with getting music featured or interacting with us. But we have 2,000 plus organic followers on Twitter, and what that means is that we've never paid a third party company to get us followers on Twitter. So if you follow us and we don't follow you back, it's because we've hit a follow limit. And as much as we want to follow you back, Twitter won't let us until people stop following or we stop following people that are inactive. I'm trying to be more proactive in that. And because of that, a lot of you may not get personal thank yous from us, which is how I've reached the 2,000 plus followers on Twitter, is by being organic and like engaging, trying to engage with everyone. But if it doesn't happen, don't take it personally. If you're on the podcast side of things and you listen to us, do the @AWeekLate on Twitter. And if you're a music person and want to get featured, do the @FenPromos on Twitter. I'm sorry that was long-winded, but I think I think it did. Okay, thank you. I think you guys deserve to know that, and it's the internet. Don't take it personally. I'm super busy, and I'm trying to appease everyone online. It takes a little bit longer because I have to do that person by person. So there's that. Now,
in other words, for the man people, pull out your dick and show it to them. For the non-man people,
Be patient.
I don't know.
Don't send me dick pics. I don't want them to take that the wrong way.
Do not send him dick pics.
I think you just encourage everybody to send me pictures of their genitalia.
I did not intend that. So if you send him a picture of your genitalia,
please don't.
I will probably.
We are on Instagram.
I'll hunt you.
@FenPromos.
I hurt you.
Do they do the @thing on Instagram too, or no?
I have no clue what Instagram does.
Wow.
I don't take pictures of things.
You know, I think this is a very good time to announce the fact, this is more technological news, added to the ones from before, TV Tag, formerly known as, I want to say, Get Glue. This is a social network that allowed you to check into TV shows and movies and video games as you played or watch them.
Okay.
That went away, and it was bought out by a company called TV Tag. Get Glue used to actually send you physical stickers for checking into your favorite shows. You would get a Breaking Bad...
Physical sticker?
Yes, an actual physical sticker.
Oh.
Hence the name Get Glue.
Okay.
Genius idea.
Works for me.
Very popular. My old laptop is filled with, friend stickers. friend stickers. That's stupid.
Wait, like friends? Like the show Friends?
Yes, or? The show Friends. They would send
me... I think it's worse.
Conan.
Okay, that's cool.
If you check in enough, they send you physical stickers for your favorite shows.
Gotcha.
This was a great idea. TV Tag then took over and stopped the sticker thing, and less than 2 years later are not a thing anymore. Gee. Rest in peace,
figure TV out Tag. Why.
This is why you will not be able to follow what I watch anymore on the a week late Twitter. I switched the Get Glue from Fen Promo's Twitter feed to a week late. I figured it was more appropriate.
Okay.
Because people that were following the Twitter feed for at Fen Promo's were watching it for the music and the releases, and it confused things when I posted what TV shows I was watching.
Yeah, you don't want
confusion. So I switched it over to a check-in for what I was watching on a week late, which seemed more appropriate. This is a show about TV shows and movies, video games and whatnot. At this point, I was happy. Everything was going well. 2 days before, I think it was Christmas, a message popped up on TV Tag that says that they were going away and they did not owe it to us to explain why. They're moving on to bigger and better things. My question to you is, if you want to be interactive, as Nick is saying, message me, facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast, add a week late on Twitter, and no longer do we have a way to let you know that I'm watching Marin. I need you guys to tell me what new app is going to replace TV Tag slash Get Glue so I can keep updating you as to what I'm watching. Now, this podcast does have its own separate Tumblr. Nobody uses that anymore, but we do have one. SoundCloud links directly to it every time we get one. If it's not on iTunes, it'll be on aweeklate.com and our Tumblr, and I have no idea what that is. I think it's tumblr.aweeklatepodcast.com, something like that.
Is it? No. Shouldn't be, but...
Something like that.
Something.
That being said, ways to communicate are abundant. Take advantage of them while you can. We no longer know how much longer the internet itself is going to exist as it does at this particular moment due to legislation and, I don't know if you know what TPP is.
Yeah.
All right, that's a bet. Google it, kids. That being said...
/ don't send dick pics.
Right. We go back to that. Don't send. By saying that, you reiterate that they can and they will. In fact,
no, now, I was trying to...
I'm going to open up my mailbox tomorrow and find nothing but dick pics.
Better you than me? I don't know. I'm sorry.
No. Why don't you blast out your email so they can send you dick pics? How about that? I think it's, I'm not even going to...
Nope.
Nope. Not gonna make a joke. Alright, so here we are for that was a super long disclaimer. I'm glad that took 13 minutes. Cause that was super important. We just like I said, not just. I need to stop using just so much. We finished watching The Interview featuring yada 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 and blah blah blah. Insert names here. That's stupid. We're going to get right to it because although we mentioned the media's version of the spoilers, there are actually spoilers in this movie.
Yes.
Beyond those that were mentioned in the media. I mentioned cameos, which we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a surprise and almost a spoiler, kind of like Interstellar. How I mentioned Interstellar actually made a character the spoiler in the movie. It wasn't even a character, it was the actual actor that played the character that was a spoiler in the movie. Genius and amazing. Similarly, there was that in this movie. You mentioned that you your expectations were middle of the road this. Met, exceeded, less than that.
A little bit exceeded.
Go.
I'm going to drop it in at a 8.5.
Wow, okay.
I started with a 7, in case you guys don't remember.
You thought your expectations were going to be somewhat what
I thought they were just going to be medium, right. Nothing. But I'm going to give it an 8.5, and it's because you didn't get every little comical joke caught up in the previews, the trailers and everything.
We did mention how disappointingly there are trailers that just take every good part in the movie and throw them in the trailer, and by the time you watch it, you're only laughing at what wasn't in the trailer. Sadly, what was in the trailer was funnier than what wasn't.
Right. And I think in this case, there were
way more.
There were way more situations where it was funny to watch.
Yep.
The movie itself. The trailers, yes, yeah, you did see funny things in the trailers. Mm-hmm. So it's that marketing game. You have to have some of those situations played out.
I think they have to walk a thin line between, look, this is what I think it's funny. When we were watching UFC, a friend of mine who may or may not be a family member criticized me for not liking a specific movie. We watched The Equalizer. You and I did The Equalizer together.
Yes, and we disagreed on it.
And he criticized me for not liking it as much as I should have. And I said this to him. Even Denzel's worst movie is still a great movie. And
yeah.
And he kind of accepted it, but then bit my dick off. Wow, that's weird.
At least it wasn't your finger.
It was a figurative dick. It's kind of a spoiler alert.
Sorry,
but,
I'm gonna stop.
He didn't physically bite my dick off.
Thankfully.
That would have been weird in front of everybody in public. I'd like to thank my sponsors at Rookies for, they're going to love it when they hear me talking about biting dicks off and then mentioning their restaurant. That's going to be great. Sorry, Billy. Jesus Christ, this is bad. Maybe I should cut this part. Michelle, Sam, Cheryl, everybody there, Megan, Lee,
Teresa,
I love you. Going to be bad. Billy doesn't care. He told me he doesn't.
No.
Because nobody listens to my show that he uses, like, so, there's that. All right, God damn it, that's embarrassing. That's bad. You should continue talking, because I can't.
Okay, I don't even know if I can right now.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing.
It's one of the, yeah.
All right, so anyway, he said that he didn't appreciate the fact that he thought Equalizer was better than I said it was. The thing is, I told him, when you have your own show, you can tell me what your opinion is worth. That I realize now that say it out loud, it's actually really bad.
Yeah, but it's not because you were telling him to not be a dick, but be a dick?
No.
I don't know.
Prove to people that your opinion means something. The difference is that he doesn't want to have a show based on his opinion. I was like, exactly. So shut the fuck up.
Right. Then
you don't have a voice.
Then he didn't earn either of our respects.
Exactly.
Because he is not willing to actually put his opinion
his shit out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So you get it.
I get it. I'm with you.
That being said, you're 8.5.
My 8.5.
Why not perfect? And I'm not saying this is a perfect movie by any stretch of the imagination. A few mistakes, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Why, in your opinion, not an 11D and an 8.5?
Not an 11D because it would really take a lot to be an 11D.
For a comedy.
Right. It really, really should. Look, I love...
Historical factor alone, 11D. This is a movie that put a stamp...
I couldn't give it an 11D on historical factor.
Really?
No. No.
How many other movies can you name that almost caused a war in real life? Historical factor, this movie gets an 11D.
Okay. Do I know?
In the books,
it's a
bro.
Zero. It's a zero for me. Like, no. You know what I mean? Like, I can't name any.
Right.
That's what I mean by zero.
That's why this movie deserves an 11D by historical factor alone. How many movies have been pulled from the theater that you can remember in your lifetime?
Zero.
None.
But that's because nobody's been a pussy like Sony has.
So I don't think it was Sony. Sony was appeasing. If nobody's going to play your movie in the theater because they think their theater is going to get bombed by nukes from North Korea, okay, that's not on Sony.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Let the theater decide that.
They did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. I said in the first portion that the reason the movie didn't get played is because the theaters themselves volunteered to pull it, not because Sony pulled it. They didn't want to be
retaliated. I thought it was the other way around.
No, not at all.
I thought it was the other way around.
Not at all.
I thought it was a Sony decided that because of the threat, they were going
to
pull it.
They gave the theaters the choice to take it or leave it. The ones that took it, like the one I mentioned before from Bradenton or whatever.
Okay, so then double the props on the dudes that were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're showing it anyways.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say before.
Yes. I actually had a friend back in Buffalo who was like, you know what? I will, if I can't get my hands on the interview, he wanted to play Team America, World Police.
Oh, nice.
But he wanted to get his hands on a copy of the interview and play it on a projector, on a screen, somewhere with everybody he could find.
That'd be
in
awesome.
Buffalo,
like a block party. Yeah.
He wanted a block party that shit. And
when I live with my brother in an undisclosed part of Florida, they used to have, he lived like a three houses down from like a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And there were two trees that were planted there like 12, 15 years before the community actually built up. And they were tall enough to where you could string up.
Oh, you'd hang shit off them?
Yeah, like they would put sheets
nice
between the two trees and then project a movie. And they would have movie night. People would barbecue and grill and drink outside.
Hell yeah.
It was the shit, dude.
Hell yeah.
Especially during like July 4th and New Year's.
Get it set
shit.
Up. Let the kids Block have
party.
A good time.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. And eventually they got like one of these blow up screens.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
talking about?
They
had like two air compressors and it was badass. I don't know where I was really going with that, but I actually do know what I'm going, where I'm
yeah,
going with that.
I'm adding
to
the power.
Show it if you want to show it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like we were saying before, are these people American, the ones that are pulling out? They might be, and I'm not calling them less patriotic, but show some fucking balls. If you're going to go out with a bang. How many, and again, going back to my original question, this movie as a whole should go down in history because it shut down. This movie caused North Korea to get new sanctions from the American government in real life.
Yes.
Because of what happened fictitiously in this movie. I think that's groundbreaking. There's no other movie on the face of the planet that this has ever happened for. And only because we're in the generation that we're in. Because of technology that we are experiencing that we're into, could this have happened? And now, even during the movie, you're like, this is almost better than watching it in the theater because it's on YouTube. I rented it for 48 hours for $6.
Yeah.
I can pause it if I have to go take a piss or
yes.
if I want to drink a beer or smoke some weed.
Yeah.
It's the fucking best
you
thing.
You do whatever the
we
fuck
live
you want.
In the goddamn future. 2015 is the year that Marty McFly arrives from 1985, and goddamn anybody if they're going to tell me that that's wrong. I've been waiting for this year for so fucking long.
Just so you could?
Just so I could say that I saw this. You know how you're sitting somewhere and you might be intoxicated. You might be completely sober, and you say to yourself, a year from now, I want to remember that I told myself this a year ago.
Okay.
That's what I'm experiencing now. In 1985,
you got to.
I told myself that I would remember that I would be in a theater watching a movie about the fucking future. If I'm still alive in 2015, I've done something for myself. Set the bar low. Remember we said that.
Set the bar low. Hey,
I didn't think I would make it in 2015.
I will watch.
I fucking made it.
I will watch Jaws 19 with you.
That way, I got that a little bit wrong. I got that a little bit wrong. Well, we did get a Jaws 4, did we not? It's close enough.
Yeah.
I didn't say it's good. I just said we got it.
Hey, we got it. We got it. We got it.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. That's my argument. I think that there's zero movies in the history of the world that almost started a war. They actually declared, they said that the movie itself was an act of war on North Korea.
Yeah. No, North Korea.
There's no other movie on the face of the planet. Good Morning Vietnam didn't start the Vietnam War. No, that shit happened afterwards. It took place 20 years later. Did they then again want to start Vietnam Part 2 because of that movie? No, that never happened. This movie barely came out. It got hacked, and then an entire country wanted to declare war. And they've been saying that they can nuke us since before the movie came out.
And I'd have to check, but Vietnam may have reunified before Good Morning Vietnam came out. I don't know.
But they didn't want to start another war over it.
No, they didn't.
This is the first time a movie has to be in future history books about almost starting a war. Like, there.
But a war, comparatively, when you're talking about North Korea, can you?
They have claimed to make a nuclear missile that can reach the Midwest of the United States.
100% lie.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's what they claim.
Their best test weapon.
How much of a threat are we that when we make a movie about killing their leader, we never threaten to nuke someone when even our own people on SNL make fun of the president? He's not going to nuke New York.
Nuke SNL?
He's not going to nuke them.
He will not nuke
SNL. We have something called freedom of speech. And we also have something called a sense of humor.
Yes.
If Kim Jong-un loves the West so much that he has a fucking...
He hates us. He hates the West.
He doesn't really. He had our entire Globetrotters team on top of... What's his name? Dennis Rodman himself...
Yeah.
Who, by the way, wore a wedding dress as a woman while marrying Madonna.
Yes.
With multicolored hair. This guy should not be the best part of our Western culture. And he is everything that Kim Jong-un, ill and yada yada, should be hating on most. Why are we over there playing basketball with them? He hates that section of our Westernization the most. Why is the one person that's over there even remotely representing us as a whole when every part of his being is what Kim Jong-un hates about us? Why is he over there?
I'm going to posit a theory, and to the homosexual community, this is not an affront.
We're going to lose more listeners because of your next statement.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't care. Go for it.
But I'm pretty sure it's because...
Let's keep shooting the bar lower. Just keep going.
Low. Because I'm pretty sure that Kim Jong-un likes to suck dick.
Mm. The views of this podcast are not necessarily those of Analysis 49 or his friends or family. And solely based on the
views of the coast.
God damn it.
Fuck. Really? I mean, yeah, of course. But, I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, this guy
First of all, I don't really want to think about it.
But think about it. I just forced you to think about it.
I will think about it, but I don't really want to think about it. I will think about it. I'm thinking about it now.
Okay, then don't really think about it, but I'm pretty sure that Kim Jong-il,
Both of them
are, okay. Wait, no!
May we get into, hold on.
I feel bad because insulted the gay community.
Oh, you did, actually.
I'm sorry.
Is that why you were apologizing?
Sorry. Yeah, that's why I was apologizing, man. I didn't want to insult the gay community.
That's a perfect...
I feel bad.
You didn't mean to, but you're transitioning into the very next point. Before we get right into the spoilers, I'm going to say... Before I give my rating, because we still haven't done that.
Yeah, no, we haven't gotten your rating.
Can
we just keep beating up on mine?
No, that's fine, because that's okay. Here's what happened. I think that the gay thing is very close for us transitioning into my rating for the simple fact that we're talking about cameos.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of them. I wasn't wrong, but it was more towards the beginning.
Yes.
Here's why I think that that's not completely an insult to the homosexual community. They make up for a little bit. Is it a spoiler if I get into the cameos?
Maybe we should save it. Call spoiler alert.
I just don't want to alienate the people that want to listen to this without watching the movie, because I think it's okay. Detrimental to your homosexual... God, why do we keep going back to, like, cancer and gay jokes? I don't know.
Hey, there have been zero cancer jokes.
That's true.
In this episode.
That's true. I apologize for bringing it up.
This joke, or this episode is cancer-free.
Cancer joke-free.
That too.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Alright. This is derailing quickly.
We love the gay cancer people.
Here's why that's... Okay. I don't think it is. I'm going to go ahead and say the cameos in this movie, before we get to the spoilers, are hilarious. You have Eminem.
Yes. Oh, God, that.
The gay thing. Yes. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to fucking get in there. On this transition, on this...
trying to get in there from behind.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did that.
There's this section in the movie, right at the very beginning, where we're learning who James Franco's character is, and he's legitimately interviewing Eminem. I did not expect this at all. I didn't see this in any of the trailers, and it was a sweet... It was like... Okay. I don't know.
Eminem
so
just...
So good.
Nailed it. Deadpans it, man. Like,
he's playing
straight face
himself. He's playing himself, and James Franco's character plays a quote unquote journalist. He's not a real journalist.
He's your tabloid journalist.
Tabloid journalist. What do you call that that website?
TMZ.
Thank you. He's a TMZ guy. And fuck yes, them.
And fuck them.
Fuck them and their fucking stupid assholes.
Fuck them and their fucking
stupid
assholes.
I fucking hate those goddamn... I fucking hate that shit.
That shit destroys our country.
Yes, it does.
I can't
They're the ones that broke Kardashian. They're the ones that break any sex tape. They're the ones that break any fucking sort of... They're the one that almost killed, if not actually killed, Princess Di. TMZ driver was...
Probably.
Was, I think, the and allegedly... If I said we had a...
Fuck it, not allegedly.
They may have caused Princess Di's actual death because from the conspiracy theory websites that I've read...
It's not conspiracy theory. It's the fact that...
I have to say that to present myself legally.
Oh, sorry. So conspiracy theory, allegedly.
The flash of the camera that took the picture... That blinded the driver of Princess Di's car was from a TMZ vehicle.
Was it?
Okay.
I did not know that.
Google it. Look it up.
Regardless,
that was way out of left field. Here's what I'm saying. What am I saying? What was I
you're saying? What you're saying is the fact that tabloid news.
Ah, yes.
Oh wait, hold on. I'm gonna remove the word news from that because you cannot have both at the same time. James, you either have tabloid or news.
James Franco's character played such a person.
Yes.
His producer. That's where I was going with it.
Yeah.
His producer. And we're back. His producer, played by the, should I say, incredulous, even though I don't know what that means.
I was going to say
Jonah Hill, but that's not true.
Nope. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Thank you.
Still doesn't apply.
It actually does. He played the producer that plays...
No, I meant the incredulous part.
Oh, right. It doesn't. You're right. There's this duo, and... they are not serious journalists, but they want to get taken as such. So they...
Well, Seth Rogen's character does, at least.
He wants to become more serious, while James Franco is fine with being a tabloid journalist.
Especially when Durs makes fun of him.
Durs is actually in this movie. No, because we're talking about cameos. None of this is spoiler shit, actually. Okay. None of this is spoiler shit. We're still good. We are going to get into a spoiler shit because I still haven't mentioned what my rating is on this.
Should we spoiler alert it?
No,
rate yourself.
I will in a second.
Okay.
Point being is that, back to the homosexual thing, Eminem glazes over the fact that the reason why his lyrics are so homophobic is because he is in fact gay. One of the best bits in the entire movie happens at the very beginning with Eminem, and it's perfect. Nobody talked about it, much like, spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to Interstellar, go listen to it now. I'll give you a second. Just a second.
Matt Damon.
His appearance in Interstellar as an actor, not even as the character playing the character, the actor himself was a spoiler in the movie. Genius. It was kind of like that, but played down a little bit. Durs, Eminem. For people that don't know, Durs is from Workaholics. Anders. Genius.
Hard on.
Yes, hard on Durs. And I think that mentality takes place through the entire movie. If Eminem is man enough to do a song with Sir Elton John after claiming to be a homophobic, and he still has to do this so many years later, I just think it's a running theme with him that he's such a good sport about what people say about him or the context of things, and it's very meta throughout the entire movie. That there are things that happen in real life that are actually referred to in the movie, hence the nuclear bomb being able to launch a nuclear rocket far enough into the American Midwest. The same with Eminem being sort of bashed, you know, as a homophobic character. Yet he goes and does a show with Sir Elton John in real life, and he does this movie years later, and he is completely making fun of himself as being a cocksucker. Like he says, it's like, I like dudes. I'm gay. And for James Franco to sort of play off of that, he's sitting across from one of the biggest names in hip hop, talking about how gay he is and how he likes dudes and what the innuendo is or what the marketing is behind it. It's like, nothing. I like guys. And for him to deadpan so well sets the mood, I think, for the entire movie. It's like, okay,
it does.
This is what we're about to experience.
It does.
And then there's Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe shows, yes.
Shows
Rob
up.
Shows up. But even...
You saw Guy Fieri at the intro, if you look.
At the intro, but... I mean, even with this whole deadpanning of, you know, Eminem.
He plays it so straight.
He plays it so straight, and it's, you've got you've got James Franco's character going, so you said gay.
Right. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
He breaks it down so well to where it's like, we see Seth Rogen's character in the background as a producer, not even in front of the characters, or in front of the cameras, and he says, Eminem just said he was gay 4 times.
On our show.
On our show.
On our show.
And it's like, that's kind of...
That's TMZ.
It's TMZ-ish. The funny thing is that during a certain point, they had a 1,000th episode type of thing.
Yes.
Where he met Anders, and that's what kind of wanted to make him go more serious. At some point, I want to do a 1,000th episode for our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, let's just get to my rating.
Yeah, what's your number?
You did an 8.5. I think I'm going to do like a... Oh, man. I think I'm going to do an 8.
8?
Solid 8.
That's cool, man. That's a good number.
I think it gained a lot of respect for me because it had a lot more heart to it. At some point during the movie, it actually had me on, like, rooting for the bad guy, Kim Jong-un. Like, he's not a bad guy. Like,
yes. I'm with you on that.
It did a very good job of making him seem human, but at the same time, letting us know why he's on the same pedestal, or basement, as Hitler. Like, in real life, this guy does some fucking evil shit to his own people. And...
Pol Pot, Stalin, you name it. I mean...
In our country, it's pronounced Stallone.
In our country, it is pronounced Stallone.
That's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah.
At which point, let's just get into it. We are going to stay quiet for the spoiler countdown. For the new listeners, this is where... If you already haven't watched the movie during the what do you call it? Wow.
Intermission,
thank you. I don't know why I forget that every episode. Why the fuck do I forget that? Every episode, I forget what the fuck an intermission is. What's wrong with me?
It's because you want to have a reason to say too much fuck weed. A lot. Especially being an explicit tag.
Or that. This is the worst. Here we go. We're going to stay quiet for a while. You're going to hear the worst, the most infamous, the worst sound effect you've ever heard. Again, I don't plan this. I think I actually stole this.
Wait, did we upgrade it to... That shit's offensive!
I forgot about that. That's fucking funny.
We didn't upgrade to that yet.
That shit's offensive. What was that from? What episode was that from? Was that... That's fucking funny. I don't care.
I don't know. Was it he was?
I don't care.
Might have been. I don't know.
That's offensive.
That shit's offensive.
That shit's offensive. So we're going to do that now. We're going to shut the fuck up. This is going to be the worst. This is going to be the worst sound effect that in podcast history. And here we go. We'll shut up for a few. Didn't plan that, but that's awesome. So from here on out, spoilers abound. If you're one of the listeners that are new to this show from here on out, if you haven't seen the movie, that's just blatantly a way to audibly let you know that from here on out are nothing but spoilers. If you watch the movie with us and still don't want to listen to spoilers for some reason, that's fucking weird. Hit us up with new ideas.
How do you get to that point?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
But if somebody I don't know could why I said that. Get to that point, then, hey, you know what?
I don't know why I said that. That's so stupid.
Welcome aboard.
I don't know. We should probably start this over. But we won't.
Because then it takes away.
That's the worst. Why did I say that? That's the worst fucking thing to say. It doesn't make any sense.
It's okay. We're good. Move on. You got it.
I'm moving on.
You got
that being said, What were your biggest problems with, for example, some of the reasons why I took this down from being a perfect movie? Like I said, politically for me, not even politically, but historically for me, this movie gets an 11D because there's no other movie that puts a mark on history as this movie did. It happened around a huge hacking scandal. It happened around a huge security breach. And it almost caused World War III, for all we know. An entire country got sanctioned because of what happened during the course of this movie being released. It's huge. Comedically, it was great. I loved the jokes. It was way funnier than I thought it was going to be, first of all. Not that many F-bombs. More F-bombs in this episode of this podcast than there were in the movie, I believe.
Yeah.
But there were, in fact, killing.
Yep.
There were good killing, too. Good killing. We got boobies. There's nudity.
Yep.
The three brief, things that you very said. Brief. But good enough.
I wanted swearing. I wanted violence. I wanted titties. I got them all.
And you got them all.
I got them all.
Still
wouldn't propel it to an 11D, but
no.
You know what? I don't even.
When I saw boobs on the screen on YouTube, I'm like, we're living in the future, and boobs I just saw amazing. Boobs on YouTube, and it gives this movie a fucking point.
Yeah.
They were able to finagle a deal with YouTube that said that boobs were okay as long as they made a gajillion dollars off of how many people rented the shit.
Yeah.
Over the Christmas. Christmas Day, people were renting boobs off of YouTube. How amazing is that?
I'd love to rent boobs off
Said movie almost caused World War III. That shit's amazing to me. Unprecedented in the history of movies ever. Now, comedically, one-liners forever.
There were good one-liners in it. There were really good one-liners in it. And part of that, and the other things we have discussed, brought it up from my initial viewpoint of a 7 to the 8.5.
That's why. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
These are the things that brought it up. I can't talk about bringing it down from an 11D because to bring it down from a number is, it takes a lot. I think I'm going to credit it well for bringing it up from a number.
The up for me was what I was talking about, the heartwarming moments that personalized this dictator as a human being. I was almost on his side, like I said. I didn't expect that at all, how they brought in a human element to an otherwise. I mean, like I said, in the movie,
he's the Hermit King.
They shed the light on the fact that he's almost as bad, if not worse, than Hitler. In my mind, nobody could be just as bad or worse as Hitler. And this movie shined the light on the fact that Kim Jong-un is, in fact, probably on the same level or worse than Hitler. Yep. I never saw that before. Now, that being said, it also, at the same time, made me realize an answer to a question I've always thought of is, like, how did people like Hitler or Stalin or Kim Jong-un, how do they sleep at night? It's because they're fucking insane, crazy sociopaths, if that's even a thing.
They're sociopaths.
Psychosociopaths. I don't know if that's...
They don't... They separate it.
They were talking about some meta shit in the movie about how he is a master manipulator of the media and how he, as a matter of fact, the opening scene is of a little girl. Maybe she's 9 years old.
9, 10, yeah, something like that.
Singing about death to America and how they want us to die by drowning in our own blood and feces.
Yes.
And it was fucking hilarious.
It was
very offensive, but it was hilarious. If we can laugh at ourselves, the thing that North Korea is missing is the first 2 minutes of this movie where that little girl is singing about us dying. If they don't have a sense of humor, can they not see that that's irony at its best? We're making a girl. She might have been Chinese or Japanese. Konnichiwa. Which is
funny.
Don't
say that. That's offensive. That's hilarious. Korean people.
It was hilarious when he did that. The point being is that are they so blind The only thing they saw out of the entire movie, which, by the way, the brilliance of his head exploding in slow motion, catching on fire, that was fucking awesome.
We're in spoiler
mode. We are.
So, his death is fucking amazing.
Fucking great.
And glorious. And you know what?
The glorious leader died gloriously.
Yes, yes. He died gloriously, and I, you know what? I don't want to glorify him, but he died well.
You know that's not the real Kim Jong-un in the movie. That was an actor.
What?
Yes.
No.
I hate to bust your bubble. That was not.
No.
That's how good of...
No, I thought we assassinated...
Also, we saw his flabby ass.
We saw his flabby ass.
We were talking before about obtaining this movie quasi-illegally at first. Didn't exactly work out for us. What did work out, we should have watched it in low res because that...
Because we saw
Korean ass was horrendous. I'm glad that tight clothing exists.
For Kim Jong-un. Yes.
The weird thing is that I actually did empathize or sympathize with Kim Jong-un as a...
The character.
Kim Jong-un as a person. Maybe he does... The reason he likes Western culture so much is because secretly he loves basketball. He loves the Harlem Globetrotters. He wants...
Because his father... And he hated him.
He can't have what we have. And he was raised to hate what we have. Ideologically, as a human being, he can't do that. But now he's opening up openly to the entire world and allowing the current Harlem Globetrotters to go over with someone like Dennis Rodman. And completely blow open the fact that it's like a fuck you to his father, but still, it's kind of like a way for him to show the United States that I'm not such a bad guy. I love basketball. From the 1980s.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, it's not cool.
There's no other movie that I can think of that demonizes someone and humanizes him at the same time. I almost felt sorry for him in a way.
Agreed.
That being said, I think that basically sums up what we're trying to talk about, no?
Yeah. No, it does. It does.
I'm going to think of so many things tomorrow when I wake up that I wanted to bring up that I didn't. Let's go to... Are you done? About the movie.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's that concise. I mean, it's a long movie.
It's not that concise, because we've been talking about it for an hour. It's not that concise.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. But it's, you know, it's, well, it's actually a 2-hour.
If you guys have $6 to spare.
Do it.
Watch it in high def. It transfers great on your Xbox.
By the way, it's your civic duty as an American if you are living in the United States. It's also your civic duty as any country other than North Korea. Oh, wait. Might be civic duty as a North Korean.
It might be.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to add something. The lady that played the hot North Korean.
Oh.
Gorgeous. There were boobies and a gratuitous sex scene that did not have nudity in it that was very... Very vulgar.
And none of it involved her.
No, she was in that. They were banging. Like,
she was clothed, though.
That's what I'm saying. No nudity, but it was very gratuitous. Right. Yes. It was very. It did not need to be there. But I enjoyed it. For some reason, I'm in love with that woman. I don't know why I was going to transition to television from that. Between Interstellar, between the podcast we did for Interstellar, and now, let's go into some TV news before we bounce out real quick.
All right.
What do you want to inform? Oh, I know exactly what you want to inform our listeners of. Television. talking about Arrow and Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do some DC real quick.
I tricked my mother into watching Arrow, and she is addicted.
I tricked my father into watching Arrow, and he's addicted.
I love it. I love
it's
it.
It's great. It's
I
a great
fucking
show.
I love to bring
show.
My mother into my world. Because
I love to bring anybody.
Well, yes, anybody into my world, but like
mother,
father.
I think what we're talking about basically is first of all, Hulu plays the most recent episodes of both, the up to including 3 or 4 episodes.
Okay.
Netflix has the first two seasons of Arrow.
Season 2, yes.
Season 1 and 2 of Arrow.
Yes.
I believe after this first episode, the first season of Flash finishes on CW, it'll also be on Netflix.
Eventually, but
here's the thing.
If you are an Arrow watcher,
man, it's so goddamn good. Here's the thing that's happening. What the fuck? They have crossovers that are actually leading into the sequel for the Batman Superman movie. This is completely off topic, but
they're building a sub Justice League.
They are. There is a cross. There are 3 crossover episodes from Arrow to
the Flash
and back again.
Yep.
If you guys, and we're not going to do any spoilers for that because that's one of the reasons I'm not completely caught up. And watching The Flash is because I won't watch an episode without watching it with my father. That's the only reason we can stay caught up.
Yeah.
We've been so busy, especially with, you know, Christmas and New Year's and all that we haven't really been able to catch up on it. But go check that out. The reason I kind of bring it up is because also on Netflix is Daredevil is coming out. As a series on Netflix, specifically made by Marvel.
And that's not it.
And it's... What do you mean that's not it?
That's not the only thing.
Oh, no, that's not the only thing.
No, you got Daredevil, you have Jessica Jones, you have Luke Cage.
Luke Cage, and
Iron
also...
Iron Fist. I don't remember his...
Iron Fist is coming out. Black Panther is coming out.
Black Panther's not. I don't think...
In the Marvel Universe for 2016.
Yes, but not as a Netflix.
No.
Not as a Netflix.
The thing with that is that I think the way that everything's getting intertwined now, Gotham is also... Have you been watching Gotham at all?
I have.
It's great.
I like it. I know why a lot of people are pissed about it,
but lagged, I still like it. It lagged in episode 3 and 4 a little bit. That was fucking way off, but they got back on track. The entire show revolves around
Gordon
and
James Gordon
and the Penguin. I love how they were able to latch onto that storyline and revolve the entire.
Because he's a master
it's
manipulator.
It's so fucking good, man. It's really good. There's a little bit more drama, and what they're incorporating into both Arrow and Gotham is like the gay and lesbian, like the LGBT crowd, they're really getting people back into it by incorporating their major superheroes as gay or lesbian.
It doesn't have to be.
I think
it's
a really good idea,
It's your supporting character. I mean, Barbara
Gordon's wife, Barbara.
Barbara was as a character, well,
bicurious.
Bicurious, and
that was very well done in the comic book without actually announcing it, and in the show they're announcing it.
Well, I mean,
I think it's good.
I don't even think it
doesn't belong necessarily.
No, it does because Barbara's character does, but
right,
her but daughter, for, but their for daughter, the, is a straight up lesbian. Batgirl is a lesbian.
Well,
for
that hasn't happened in the show, but in the comics,
certain chunks of comic series,
right,
that she's.
This is all tying into the Batman Superman. The thing is, Batman versus Superman, a lot of people don't realize that that's actually being based off of the cartoon, the TV show, Batman Superman Hour. I don't know if you remember that. there was the sort of gothic Batman animated series.
Oh, yeah, and the original Batman.
And then they tied them together. Like, yeah. they used to cross over to each other's shows. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, guess what? That's what the movie's going to be like. Well, yeah, if you think that there's actually going to be a winner between Batman and Superman, you're fucking wrong. There's never been a definitive, even though we all know who'd win, Superman. Somehow in the comics, they always try to let Batman sort of get close to it. And I respect that.
It's not about winning. It's about
the explanation
of the differences of their
expertises.
No, it's not even
if that's even a word.
It's not even expertise. It's how they handle the situation. It's our Dark Knight does whatever it takes.
They basically realize in the middle of their battle fighting each other that they are one-upping each other either through strength and or technology.
Yes.
And they realize that they have a bigger foe to battle besides each other. And they join forces and go after, let's say, Joker, who we know isn't going to be in Batman vs. Superman. Maybe he might.
I think
I just blew that shit wide open. I just gave myself a boner.
You know what? I don't think they can.
They totally can.
They can, but here's the thing. I don't think
Batman vs. Superman is going to be a sequel to Man of Steel more than it is going to be a Batman movie.
Yes.
It's Man of Steel 2.
I don't think you not can or can't. No, you know what? That's what my original statement was going to be based on. But I don't think you, as a character development situation, you cannot bring the Joker in on this. Because we have to deal with the loss of the real Joker.
That...
Regardless of whether or not it was that in stage the same of Batman...
That stage of movies doesn't exist in Man of Steel.
I know, but it does in the hearts and the minds of the people.
Here's why Ben Affleck is the new Batman is because they're telling people to forget what just happened with the Batman trilogy. It's the best Batman trilogy we're ever going to get. That's the holy grail of my Batman movies. That
I think
doesn't
it's
going to
fail in that regard.
Here's the thing. That basically backs up my point. The Batman Superman cartoon series will be the basis of the movie. And if they're going to unite against one foe in the cartoon, it was the Joker. They fight each other, and until they realize they can't fight each other anymore, the reason why they're fighting each other is because the Joker prompts them to do that. If you guys haven't seen the fucking Batman animated series, Batman vs. Superman, that's a fucking thing. It's in the 90s. Go look for it. Get it on DVD or download it or torrent it or YouTube rent it as you possibly can in the future now that we just did that.
The Versus thing was a huge thing.
They find out that they can. They stop fighting each other. It never gets answered, even though we know who will win, like I just said. It's always going to be Superman. He's a fucking alien who withstands everything. Just quit telling me that Batman is not an alien. Batman's not an alien. He's a human that has a lot of money.
An alien wins.
No, I'm saying Superman wins.
No, I'm saying Batman.
Superman wins all the time.
No, Batman.
Superman wins all the time.
No.
You actually think that Batman can beat Superman in a fight?
I do.
That's ridiculous. Unless his gloves are made of kryptonite, there's nothing that can...
That's the thing. He makes his gloves made of kryptonite.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. That's bullshit. That's it, man.
My point is that we all know who would really win, and so does DC.
Yeah, we do.
In order to put a fucking bite down on that, they have a conversation in the cartoon that we should stop fighting each other because they found out that they were being instigated by
Someone
the Joker.
Else. Yeah.
And they go and fight him instead. Which I think is what's going to happen in the movie. They're going to reintroduce the Joker. This might be a fucking... I don't know. We don't know.
Plus, they're also trying to throw in Wonder Woman. at some point.
They're going to start, which is my point. They're going to start the Justice League because of the TV show, Arrow. As a matter of fact, there was an article that I read that the guy that plays Arrow was pissed off because he wasn't addressed by DC or Legendary to play Arrow in the fucking movie. Seriously? They're going to get a different, yes. They're going to get a different Flash. They're going to get a different Arrow. Not going to be in the Justice League.
DC's
movie.
Fucking themselves on that.
They're not doing what they should be doing. DC's They've been doing it since the beginning. The guy, remember when Superman Returns first came out?
Yeah.
They should have had the guy from Smallville. Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't have to tell you.
Nope.
We've never even talked about that before. You finished Tom Welling. Finished my sandwich before I even finished it.
Yeah.
Good and sandwich. And I don't mean sentence. I mean sandwich. You finished my sandwich.
It's a good sandwich.
Thank you. Yeah. They're fucking up like they did before. They're continuing the storyline, but using different actors. That does not make a continuation of a universe. It's not. It's the same reason I told you before. I hate the fact that the same guy that played Human Torch is now Captain America. Marvel fucked up, but.
But they rebooted it. They said they rebooted it.
And it's great.
They knew what they were doing
and
when
nailed
they did it.
And they nailed it.
And it's definitive now.
Everybody knew
that
Marvel was reconfiguring and rebooting. And guess what?
It's totally not going to be able to be the old Human Torch.
The new Human Torch is going to be black. You realize that, right?
Yes. And,
and we're going to get a new Silver Surfer also. Yes. Hopefully. God damn, we need a fucking Silver Surfer movie. Can we get a decent Silver Surfer movie, for God's sakes?
Yes. Wait.
Are we done? Can we finish this podcast? What do you mean, wait?
Yes, yeah, we can finish, man. We can finish. Let's close it up.
What were you going to say, though?
No, I was just saying, which Silver Surfer side?
I want to see a Silver Surfer movie that has nothing to do with Fantastic Four.
Okay, so, yes. Apocalypse style or no?
Yes. Absolutely.
After he leaves or no?
You know why that can't happen is because that's already being introduced to the Avengers movies. Apocalypse.
Okay. So we
don't want a Cloud version.
No, it's not coming in the Avengers movie. It's coming in the X-Men movie. X-Men Age of Apocalypse.
Oh no. Yeah, you're right. No, actually. Oh yeah, you're right. That's going to be a crossover though, isn't it? There are two different Quicksilvers.
Yes, there are, but and there are also two different Scarlet Witches.
Yeah, that's true too.
So
we're starting to get a lot of crossover already. That's what I see.
You know what? That's part of the problem in that I think
totally different conversation.
Eventually, Marvel will take back all the properties because I'm pretty sure.
The rumor is
they've got Spider-Man back, and that Andrew Garfield is out. Fucking gone.
His contract, they broke the contract.
Good, whatever.
I really like Andrew Garfield, but he's not my Spider-Man.
He's not my Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire is my Spider-Man.
Even
Team Tobey.
You know what?
No, fuck you. I'm going to kick you out of your own MRS. Get the fuck out of your own.
No, no. I'm sitting in this MRS.
Yeah, but why would you say that about
No.
Andrew Garfield and then not...
No, trust me. I don't dislike Toby. Okay? My issue is with what they did with his character, which tainted my vision.
Yeah, that's not his fault. He still played the best Spider-Man he could.
Yeah.
I like Andrew because he is ultimate Spider-Man.
He's great.
I feel bad for him because they had to break his contract to make this new... If that's true, they had to make the new Spider-Man happen. We're going to get a completely new Spider-Man.
Hopefully.
The thing that happens with the Avengers is that he is the leader of, I believe,
one of the teams.
Avenger Blue Team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
East Coast. There's Avengers East Coast, which is blue. There's Avengers, like, Mid-Coast, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Which is silver. And then there's West Coast, and there's actually a version that they have a a female Spider-Man as the West Coast leader of the Avengers.
His daughter.
Is that his daughter? In the comic books, that's what happens.
I would think so.
I hope that we get to a position where everything is panned out. We have everything squared away to where we know what's happening. And first of all, I can't wait. We get closer and closer every day for the fucking second Avengers movie. That's going to be the fucking shit. Everything revolves around Vision and
Ultron.
And it's going to be the fucking dopest of the dopest. We got to go, right?
You could even tease Omega in there.
Oh, shit, yeah. Galactus. That's who we're talking
Galactus?
About before.
Yeah, Galactus.
All right. Are we done? We're done.
This is
a super long episode.
This is...
We wanted it to be concise and fucking... We can't do that anymore.
We're approaching 2 and change.
All right. Are we really?
Yeah.
Jesus. This might have to be a two-part episode. What do you think?
We had 40 before this, and
seriously?
Now we got 30 on this.
Jesus
and then
Christ.
We had 20 and change.
All right, correct. Guys. We gotta go. I don't know if any of this was entertaining or funny.
But if it is, fucking like us and love us and...
Check us out on Facebook.com/weeklatepodcast. Hit us up at weeklate on Twitter. My personal Facebook is /analysis49. I don't check my Twitter. My personal Twitter at all is at analysis49. I know this is horrible. For all things music, at Fen Promos and Facebook.com/FEN Entertainment. Thank you, Nick, for being here. I realize you have to drive home at 4:15 in the morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's almost going to be 4:20, at which point I will be smoking some more weed.
Gee, I don't know why.
This is the worst episode ever. Thank you guys for listening. Continue supporting if you really want to help us out.
Money.
Yeah. Weeklate.com. Click on the donate button. Send me a PayPal. And when you do that, you can put in the notes. I will plug whatever the fuck you want me to plug, whether it be your bakery company
or your dildo,
your own podcast that is way more popular than mine. I don't know why you just said dildo, but if you want to promote your dildo after donating money to the podcast,
we already did the spoiler alert and there's a rocket in
that's right
somebody's ass.
We didn't actually even talk about that.
No, we didn't. Oh, well, hey.
In the movie, Seth Rogen puts a huge
rocket
up his ass. We didn't talk about the. We didn't talk about a lot.
No, we didn't.
The plot to put the poison on the palm, to shake his hand, none of that.
Two poisons. Nope, we didn't.
Very horrible podcast. This was a bad idea.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Really?
No, I couldn't. I'm sorry, I don't.
That's Welcome Back, Cotter. From, like, the 70s?
I do know Welcome Back. I do know what you're talking about. I do not know that music.
Oh, man.
I know Welcome Back, Cotter.
We're done.
I do.
Good night.
I do.
All right, thanks, guys, for listening. Weeklate.com. This is the worst fucking thing ever. All right. Thanks for listening. I love you guys. Thank you for doing this, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's fucking great. Fun every time. SoundCloud.com/... All right, I'm done. This is good. Bye.
Get inside Rookies for awesome wings, burgers, sandwiches, and boom boom shrimp. Rookies has great legs. Every Monday, Rookies has all-you-can-eat crab legs for $25.95. Catch the games on plasma TVs and jumbo screens with speakers at each table. Free Wi-Fi, arcade for the kids, and karaoke Fridays. And now, every Monday, Rookies has all-you-can-eat crab legs for $25.95. Like them on Facebook to see what live bands are playing this weekend at Rookies Sports Bar and Grill. Two locations, on Anderson Snow Road just off Spring Hill Drive, and now on US 19 in Spring Hill across from Best Buy.